The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Rapture versus the Bible. Countering the Rapture Error. The idea of a rapture of believers up into heaven before the prophesied tribulation of the last days is widely taught and believed in Christianity today. Popular books and movies spin themes around this doctrine that essentially teaches Christ will come back twice. First coming into the atmosphere to snatch believers away to heaven, and later returning with them to confront God's enemies at Armageddon and render final judgment. Regrettably, we live in a time when most are content to get their knowledge of religion secondhand, preferably through dramatic presentations, including stage, screen, movies, and novels. But you can't afford to neglect your responsibility to prove the truth. Those willing to take a careful look at the Bible will see that the popular rapture theory doesn't stand up to the scrutiny of God's Word. The rapture teaching was popularized in the 70s by Hal Lindsey's writings, The Late Great Planet Earth, etc., and more recently by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins in their Left Behind fictional books and films. But where did this concept of the rapture originate? Credit for the idea generally goes to John Darby, a 19th-century theologian who labored to correct common false teaching related to the second coming of Christ. Darby correctly believed that Jesus Christ would return to the earth to establish the kingdom of God and literally rule the world for 1,000 years. In his zeal for countering error, Darby promoted the idea that Christ would come to catch away believers prior to the period of end-time calamities leading up to his final coming. Caught up, yes, but when? A study of the topic needs to begin in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. Paul writes in verse 16 that when Jesus returns with the sound of a trumpet, those believers who've already died will be resurrected. He goes on to say, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." As the Tyndale New Testament commentaries note, the original Greek phrase "shall be caught up" combines the ideas of force and suddenness seen in the irresistible power of God. It's from the Latin translations that we derive the English words rapt, raptor, rapture, and enraptured. To be raptured in English literally means to be suddenly caught up. Technically speaking, there is a rapture of sorts, in the sense of a sudden catching up of Christ's followers at his return. The Bible calls it the resurrection. The debate is over the nature of this event and when it occurs. The common rapture teaching places it years before the world will witness Christ's triumphant coming, which is definitely not biblical. Scripture speaks of the day of the Lord and the day of Christ. Both terms refer to the time when Jesus will intervene to judge and ultimately reward his saints and rule over all the earth. The day of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord's day are similar phrases. This great day is not confined to 24 hours. Please see the chart in the center of the print or web versions of this study aid for an in-depth comparison of these terms and related scriptures. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 8 refers to the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Introduced by the heavenly signs of Revelation chapter 6. The following chapters reveal this time to be one of cataclysmic events, and it culminates with Jesus coming in glory with his then resurrected saints to destroy the armies gathered against him and stand on the earth. See Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, Psalms chapter 149, verses 5 through 9, and Jude verse 14. Thin proof. Rapture believers are quick to point out that Jesus said no one will know the day of his return for his followers, see Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, while other prophecies reveal the length of the final tribulation period leading up to his coming. For instance, Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 says we will be able to count 1,290 days from an end-time event leading into the Great Tribulation, called the Abomination of Desolation, until his return. So the point is made that for us to not know the day it must come before that event. Thus, the rapture. Yet Daniel was told that he would be resurrected at the end of the days. Daniel chapter 12, verse 13. The end of the two series of days just mentioned, including the 1290. That places Daniel's resurrection after the tribulation period. This is contrary to the common rapture doctrine. Along with the statement about not knowing the day, Christ also said, "Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 and 41. The rapture argument is that, without warning, some people will just vanish, being secretly raptured by Christ. Since this is compared to people living life as usual and not knowing they were on the brink of disaster, as in Noah's day, see verses 37 through 39, the argument is made that this disappearance of believers can't be amid the hard times of the Great Tribulation and Day of the Lord. In reality, this section deals with the separation between the righteous and the unrighteous when Christ returns. We see at His second coming that the saints will be instantly changed. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 53. And taken to meet Jesus in the clouds. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. The saints will then begin ruling upon the earth. See Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, and chapter 20, verse 4 and 6. And those unconverted who are not taken will be given the opportunity for salvation at a later time. Despite the lack of biblical evidence for the common rapture doctrine, many still cling to it. Some denominations even refer to it as the blessed hope. They take this phrase from Titus chapter 2, verse 13, where Paul writes that we should be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. As they see it, the word appearing conveys something secretive and sudden, that is, the rapture. Therefore, blessed hope becomes a sort of shorthand for this rapture in literature and films on the doctrine. A few other New Testament references that mention the appearing of Christ are also often cited, as if these scriptures strengthen the case. But all of these are simply referring to Christ's coming, either the first time as a perfect sacrifice for sin or the second time as the invincible King. Nothing in any of the verses has anything to do with a secret rapture of believers to heaven before the end-time tribulation period. Despite the attempts of many evangelical theologians to read the passages this way, "We will indeed be caught up into the air to be with Christ, but this will come at the end of the great tribulation and day of the Lord."
Thanks for listening to Countering the Rapture Error in the booklet, The Rapture Versus the Bible. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.